2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. and Russia have made their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
President Biden and Secretary Blinken have made securing the release of Americans wrongfully detained and held hostage overseas a priority. And we have seen dozens of Americans return home over the past 3.5 years.
Wildfires are forcing people to leave their homes now near Denver, Colorado. Evergreen Assistant Fire Chief Stacy Martin.
It's hot, it's dry, and they're doing their best they can.
Wildfires are also spreading in Oregon and California, with smoke now drifting into Nevada. And hundreds of video game performers with SAG-AFTRA hit the picket lines in Hollywood today, demanding more protections against AI. They're demonstrating outside of Warner Brothers Studios in their biggest labor action since going on strike last week. They follow strikes, similar strikes, by actors and writers. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will use $258 million in COVID-19 relief money to boost wages for direct care workers and providers serving older adults with disabilities. The move will mean a 15% rate increase for most in-home services and more than 40% for services at residential facilities. The new minimum rates kick in October 1st. It's 12 days until Wisconsin's fall primary. Anecdotally, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Don Millis says he thinks confidence in the process is going up, but he still has concerns about unfounded claims of election fraud.
Foreign countries, I'm talking about some of these bad actors who are going to challenge the results of elections or who use social media to foment dissent.
Millis speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Vice President Kamala Harris will make a campaign stop in Eau Claire next week with her yet-to-be-named running mate. Vice President Harris and her running mate will visit the region on Wednesday afternoon, although an exact time and host location has yet to be revealed. The campaign plans to announce who will be her running mate on Monday. According to an Associated Press report, Vice President Harris is planning stops with her running mate in 7 swing states next week, ranging from Arizona and Nevada to Pennsylvania. North Lakes Community Clinic has officially opened its new expansion on West Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. According to a WEAU report, the clinic started offering healthcare services in May and is planning to add chiropractic care to their offerings next month. Officials say it is the first federally qualified health center in the region, so it can provide care for underserved groups on Medicare, Medicaid, or without insurance at all. They currently offer medical, dental, behavioral, and recovery services. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Packers training camp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a long practice in pads under the hot sun. Quarterback Jordan Love on how the offense is coming along in his second year as the starter.
We have a lot more chemistry together. We're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress. But compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense. But we got to keep building on every day.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2. Starter Freddy Peralta held Atlanta to just 3 hits, but 2 of them were back-to-back home runs. The Braves lead the league in that category. Pat Murphy.
I thought he was great. He gutted it out. He gave up the back-to-backs, and this team is, that lineup's pretty impressive. I thought Freddy did really good, 6 innings. I'll take that anytime, the way he went through it, and especially the way he closed it out.
They head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering evening shower, then turning partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Sunny, hot, humid tomorrow, a high in the upper 80s to 90. Weekend highs stay well into the 80s with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. Right now it's 80.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We learn more details about President Biden's efforts to free hostages held in Russia. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve. It's a happy hour, Dom. And we got Rich barely screening your calls at 844-967-2789. I was listening during the midday. I found myself, I took my kid to our favorite pancake place, me and young Carsey. And my wife went as well. It was nice. Mrs. Crudy joined us. But we went for pancakes, but, you know, dad's driving. So I got my radio on. And I found myself flipping on Right Wing Talk Radio, just getting a little dose of outrage, right? And it's Clay and Buck, and they announce, we've got the President of the United States calling in. I'm thinking, Joe Biden ain't calling Clay and Buck. Of course, they mean Donald Trump. And the reason is because he wants to talk about the transgender athlete that won her boxing match at the Olympics today. That was the talking point. Not the prisoner swap.
No. Well, not of course, Trump had nothing to do with that, so he can't claim credit for it. He doesn't want to talk about
that. Well, don't tell that to J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, in fact, is out there specifically taking credit on behalf of the boss, Trump. You know, Trump's strength gave us this prisoner swap because, you know, if world leaders didn't think Trump was going to be president in 6 months, they wouldn't have made the deal in February with Joe Biden.
You see the logic. Reuters, they've been working on for 2 years.
Well, but now that they know Trump's going to win, according to J.D. Vance.
Boxing
Olympics,
is now
boxing.
Yes.
And the thought that some woman, somebody's daughter, some rich white guy's daughter is not going to get an opportunity because some transgender athlete might take it from her. I mean, between that and the immigrant talk, Dom, but specifically, there was a boxing match today. Olympic boxer who faced gender eligibility claim wins. An igniting outcry, even from Trump, of course, from Trump. And I don't know if you're aware of this. I had seen a little bit of the highlights. It was a very short match. And one boxer wearing the red trunks, punched the other boxer right in the nose. Just boom. And the other boxer quit the match within the first minute of the first round and effectively said, I've never been hit so hard, through tears and saying, I didn't quit. I've just never been hit so hard. And I'm thinking, well, you did just quit. But anyways, I don't want to split hairs with you. I didn't train for the Olympics. Here is a little of the Washington Post coverage. An outcry erupted at the Paris Olympics around the presence of two female boxers who were disqualified by the International Boxing Association at last year's World Championship in New Delhi for what the organization said at the time was a failure to meet eligibility rules. Now, IBA President Umar Krimlev told the Russian news agency TASS last year the disqualifications were because it was proven they have XY chromosomes. That was the statement made then. The issue, which has been simmering for a few days around the games, blew up Thursday after one of the two women, Algeria's Aman Khalif, and I apologize to her, I am butchering the name, I feel quite confident, won her opening bout. Her opponent, Angela Carini, quit less than a minute into the 66-kilogram round of 16 bout following a powerful punch to her nose. It remains unclear what standards Khalif and the other athlete in question is Lin Yuting of Taiwan failed last year to lead to the disqualifications. Now, listen closely, Dom. I'll try to read slow because some of this is a little convoluted. Qualifying based on gender. The IOC, International Olympic Committee, which is overseeing the boxing competition in Paris, does not test for gender. And there never has been evidence that either Khalif or Lin had XY chromosomes or elevated levels of testosterone. They have competed for years, including at the Tokyo Olympics and several world championships. So these are known quantities, these athletes. They have represented their nations for a number of years. They've competed in prior Olympics. But the American cultural wars, Dom. In his comments to TASS in 2023, Krimlev said two boxers were given DNA tests in the minutes of the IBA board of directors meeting held 2 days after the women were disqualified. Yerolympus, the organization CEO and secretary general at the time, told the attendees the women had failed tests conducted by an independent laboratory. He also told the meeting's attendees that both women had failed a different test conducted at a different laboratory at the previous year's World Championship in Istanbul, but that results had come too late for the fighters to be disqualified. Now, the meeting's minutes do not say what kind of test had been administered, nor the name of the laboratory. And Yerolympos told the meeting that he closely followed the women's testing as soon as they arrived in India. In a statement this week, the IBA said that the women did not undergo a testosterone examination, but a separate and recognized test. The statement added the test results are confidential. So, this evening, understanding Europe's ahead of us on the clock, Dom, the IOC made this statement. The current aggression against these two athletes is based entirely on this arbitrary decision, which was taken without any proper procedure, especially considering that these athletes have been competing in top-level competition for many years. Such an approach is contrary to good governance. So, the IOC is standing behind their athletes and saying effectively, don't target our athletes in this way. What say you, Dom? Because, you know, the right's losing their mind. The former president is calling in to right-wing talk radio shows to talk about Olympic boxing round of 16 qualifying because there might be a culture war in it for him. And one more thing. Eric Hudvey, the senatorial candidate from the great state of Wisconsin. Rich, I need your help here. Eric Hudvey also rolling out a new ad, Dom. And he caught the theme. He's going after the transgisters, I guess. Rich, if you could play Hudvey's new ad. I haven't heard this. We'll hear it all together.
Well, we've had another example of how crazy this world has become at the Olympics. I don't know if you've seen, but in women's boxing, they've allowed a transgender, a man by birth, to compete, even though the International Boxing Association banned him last year. The Olympics has their own rules and allowed this person, Khalif from Algeria, to compete. Well, what do you think happened when a man was fighting a woman in a boxing match? Well, as you can see, it wasn't pretty. To think that we're allowing men to compete in female sports is insanity to begin with. But to allow a male boxer to fight against a female boxer, I mean, you got to be kidding me how demented that is. Look, if I get to the U.S. Senate, I'm going to fight hard to let women's sports be for women and men's sports for men and not allow men to compete in female athletics.
You know what's interesting, Tom? My son.
Wow.
That apparently not a campaign ad. I could not imagine. I didn't hear a paid for or supported by Eric Hudvey. Sounds more like a social media post to me. But this topic, the fact, A, that his campaign would let him roll out this crappy statement. Do better. I mean, that's not quite crap the bed level, Don, but that is a terrible statement. The guy's dragging out his words. We do live radio, man. We could take a second tape and do better. I'm sure. No, well, right. Sometimes.
That was probably, maybe that was the best that he had to offer.
Of the mini tapings? Slide.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That was the best they had. That was prepped, that was recorded, that was redone. He worked on it.
Have they heard of AI? Couldn't they make them better?
No, you can't. In order to what? Try to slide in on this. So what, he's going to change the international boxing laws of the IOC? Is that what you're talking about? You're going to go to Algeria and tell them how they have to do their things? I mean, what, man? Are you kidding me? And I'm just curious, now that you're like an expert on these athletes and their boxing, I'm assuming they've never been beat before?
Meaning they're entirely undefeated against female athletes because they're dominating the sport, right?
Otherwise, they're men that got beat up by a girl. I mean, the whole thing is just asinine. They're trying to scrape at something. But you know, listen. At the end of the day, there's rules to all sports and all games. Let's just remember this is entertainment, and they can make those rules. And if they make the rules and they stand by the rules, they follow the rules. And some people break the rules. Happens all the time. You know, doping, for example. There's all sorts of things that can happen when you get people together in competition. There's rules and regulations to make those things happen. As long as people are following that, man, so freaking what?
You know, something I'd point out. They were of the same size and weight. My son is a wrestler. Wrestled in high school. He won't do it collegiately, I don't think. But I went to a number of wrestling meets, including some JV meets through the years. You know what's amazing, Dan? The women compete directly against the boys. At times. Now, there are some times where there are enough women wrestling that they wrestle each other. But they're put out there against a boy of their exact same weight. That's the thing. It's determined by weight. So, you know, I'm just saying. I don't know if Hovey is aware, because he probably doesn't spend much time in Wisconsin. But wrestling, which is somewhat of a brutal sport, the girls are already competing directly with the boys. And sometimes they're beating the boys' ass against the exact same weight, because that's how they do it. It's predicated on weight. That's why you and I would not wrestle equally, Dom.
That's insanity, according to Hovde. This is craziness.
You know,
dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
I understand we may have the Eric Hudvey political opponent on the ballot August 13th on hold. Charles, keep holding. We'll get to you next. More Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the political party line. It's open. We're going there next. Talk or text. Crudy will eventually read the text. 844-967-2789.
Real quick, Dom, this issue, a woman that was apparently flagged in a boxing competition last year, never been any proof she's anything other than a biological woman, but there was some question through some testing last year. The International Olympic Committee has no problems with this athlete competing against another athlete of equal weight and skill. Apparently, this other boxer may have gotten in her own head. She knew the controversy surrounding this Algerian athlete, and she quit the match 46 seconds in. And Donald Trump thinks that's the most important issue of the day, called into Righty Whitey Talk Radio. Here, the Trump campaign has already made a statement. Very important.
Oh, great. Let's hear it. I can't wait to hear it.
Here is what they had to say. President Trump is... been unequivocally clear that he will not stand for men competing in women's sports, an insane and unfair reality. Now, the reality is this is the International Olympic Committee making the determination. When did the U.S. president get to start determining who competes in the round of 16 in women's boxing at the Olympics?
Well, it's Donald Trump. He can decide what he wants. So, and by the way, what about women competing in men's sports? Is there another side of this equation? I'm just curious.
There's more here, Dom. An insane and unfair reality that has been allowed to transpire because of radical left politicians like Kamala Harris. What does she have to do with the Olympics? And then this statement goes on to say, when he, Trump, returns to the White House, President Trump will take immediate action to protect women and girls and overturn the Harris-Biden administration's radical rewrite of Title IX, a Trump campaign spokesperson. And then Foxy News very anxiously tells its digital news readers, no statement from the White House or the Harris campaign about the round of 16 boxing controversy at the Olympics. How has this not jumped to their top of their radar screens, Dom?
Apparently they were too busy trying to get these U.S. hostages released in the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War, in an effort that took over 2 years that almost didn't happen, in which both the president and vice president were instrumental in securing the freedoms. But please tell me more about Trump.
Well, let's not forget Eric Hudvey thought it was important to run out there and roll out a social media post. Yeah. Now we've got a caller on hold. Charles from Sharon, Wisconsin, he tells us He's on the ballot running against Hutvee. I guess that means you're on the Republican ballot, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
good.
Thanks for mentioning my garage band in high school, beating the boys' ass. I'd like to tell you this Aaron Hug guy is not that popular. I got my name on the ballot, and out of the 10,000 people I talked to, 39 said that they're running, that they would vote for him. So I got this hands down.
Charles, are you running as a Republican, a Democrat, or some form of independent?
I'm running on a Republican ticket. I ran as an independent before. You don't do well. So the only way you can take them guys out is run on a Republican ticket. So he's at the first spot. I'm at the second spot. My name is Charles Barman. And then Rajani's in the third spot. And that's in 12 days. And from me just going around and talking to people, I was at the state fair today. And I ended up, a lot of people knew about me. And they said they were going to vote for me. They've got that new ad out where the farmers are all lazy. And then they got the one where if you're overweight, you know, Tammy Baldwin is my best friend right now. And she runs all the negative ads on him. And nobody's voting for him. And on the 14th, he's going to wake up and he's going to see that he blew about $20 million. And it's some pig farmer / construction worker from Sharon, Wisconsin, beat him.
Charles, quick question. Where is Sharon, Wisconsin? I'm not familiar, man. Where is that?
Sharon is east of Beloit, right off of 67, about 30 miles.
Well, I'm in the South Beloit area occasionally, Charles. Take a minute. Tell us your platform if people want to cross over. Because most of our audience, Charles, are going to be more of the blue Dem persuasion. Not entirely. But that's in the fine. Partisan primary, you can only choose one column. You can vote in the Democratic column, or you can vote in the Republican column. Well, Tammy Baldwin doesn't have any viable Democratic opposition. So, Charles Barman, give people a reason to vote for you on the Republican side if they want to cross over. Give them your one-minute campaign speech, sir.
My whole thing is this. If they can line up your eyeball from January to 6th, which I really didn't care for, and they can turn around and locate your eyeball on your real ID, and they can put you in Guantanamo Bay, I want to know, once I get to be the senator, I can ask the judiciary and also the FBI, why didn't you round up everybody that rode the train from Chicago and went and laid siege to Kenosha for 4 days and attacked our Wisconsinite brothers and sisters and burned that town to the ground? I want to know why them people ain't in jail. That's why I'm running. I don't care nothing about Eric Hubby. I don't care. I don't know nothing about them. All I know is I want to straighten out everything, because I got a lot of dear friends in Kenosha.
Charles Barman on the Republican senatorial U.S. Senate ballot. You qualified, Charles? You're on the ballot?
Yes, sir. That's how I know that this guy's going to, I'm going to smoke him. I gave 2,700 signatures in on June the 3rd, and I made 2,422 good. And out of all them people I talked to, like I said, only like 41 or 42 people told me that they're going to vote for Eric. Nobody else is going to vote for this guy. You're going to wake up on the 14th and you're going to say, holy smokes, I was talking to that guy. He won.
Charles, shock the world for us, man. That would be so great. I would love that. Barman, that's a great name in Wisconsin politics. I don't know who to vote for. Vote for the barman. But you would have to cross over, Dems, and be careful, because once upon a time, I believe it was the 2012 partisan primary, summer primary, state of Wisconsin, I voted for Tammy, and then I wanted to wait over. Maybe it was the spring partisan primary, but I wanted to wait over into the presidential preference.
Santorum, I believe.
Yes, I wanted to extend Mitt Romney's campaign, make him fight a little harder, spend a little more. So I made the worst decision of my life. I voted for Frothy Santorum, and I've never been able to wash that dirty off. It's dirty. I was dirty.
Dirty.
Now.
Dirty.
Gritty. But if you want to get dirty, go vote for Charles Barman. It's okay. It's a political activity. We just encourage everyone to vote on August 13th. And one thought, vote no on both of these asinine referendums. We'll talk to
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Insurance premiums for workers' compensation in Wisconsin are going down. Starting in October, Wisconsin companies will pay 10.5% less on average. That's about $206 million in savings over the next year. Workers' comp pays medical bills and lost wages for employees who get hurt on the job. Cannabis is illegal for recreational use in Wisconsin. Only CBD products with a low THC level are legal for medical use. David Hilden of the American College of Physicians urges research to settle the question of cannabis safety.
Voters don't have all of that information at their fingertips. So it is up to state governments, public health agencies, the federal government, to do that scientific inquiry.
The college says states should consider the effects of legalization on communities and not just users. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Police Department released an update on an officer-involved shooting from late May. According to a press release from the department, Eau Claire District Attorney Peter Rindall found that Officer Ariana Down Larson's use of deadly force was justified as self-defense or defense of others. Officer Down Larson was responding to a disturbance on 2nd Street when the suspect allegedly pointed a revolver at her before trying to re-enter the subject apartment. That prompted Officer Down Larson to discharge her firearm. A Rice Lake High School student has been named the winner of the 2025 Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Sticker Design Contest. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, junior Evan Strand was named the winner. His submission aimed to capture the essence of a night spent camping under the stars, which will now be printed on over 500,000 state park vehicle admission stickers. The contest is in its 34th year, featuring the artwork of high school students. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're looking for a movie to watch this coming October 11th, you might want to check out Saturday Night, the film about the launch of Saturday Night Live in 1975. The Hollywood Reporter writes that it is getting a primo release date when it comes to award season. The film is directed by Jason Reitman and tells the story of the behind-the-scenes drama leading up to the first episode of Saturday Night Live. Real-time host Bill Maher sat down for an in-depth, as much as possible anyway, conversation with Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Hawk Tua Girl, on his Club Random podcast, where Maher shared his views on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Maher said he thinks Kelce will dump Swift because Swift is immature, and at 35, a little too old to be wearing her boyfriend's football jersey, said the 68-year-old Maher to his hot 21-year-old guest. The episode saw the self-proclaimed intellectual Maher laugh at the jokes Welch dropped in between double negatives. Why would you sacrifice your principles to talk to someone whose fame timer is in rapid decline? Yes, I'm asking Haley. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wild. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering evening shower, then turning partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Sunny, hot, humid tomorrow, a high in the upper 80s to 90. Weekend highs stay well into the 80s with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday.
Right now it's 80.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabo,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabo, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabo.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tellerico, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot talks Twisters, and the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser joins the show to talk film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabo, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I commend you, Rich. You could have gone one of two directions. I said Saturday nights are ripe for fighting. We have two in the system. One is Elton John. The other,
the original,
Nickelback.
Yeah, baby.
You chose
rock and roll
wisely. Thank you, Rich. We are the Devil's Advocates. It's Thursday. We're rolling into the Thursday happier happy hour. And apparently, righty world's looking for a cultural war. And they got one. The Olympics, Dom, and the international stage and the round of 16, because everybody's watching the women's boxing round of 16. Eric Hudvey, U.S. senatorial candidate. The president. Oh, yeah. The former president, because the current president, busy winning prisoner releases from Russia. But the former president and his weird sidekick, J.D. Vance, they both made statements. Grown man pummeling a woman. And Vance smears Olympic boxer as Trump compares her to a horse. He's always so thoughtful in his assessment. Former President Donald Trump launched into a tirade Thursday against an Olympic boxer on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. If you're unfamiliar, that's Righty Whitey Talk Radio, as his running mate smeared her on the social mediums. Now, Algerian boxer Aman Khalif, who defeated Italian boxer Angela Carina, in under a minute when Carina forfeited, is a woman from birth. However, she is naturally occurring high levels of testosterone and was excluded from a competition last year for failing an unspecified gender eligibility test, which has led many right-wing commentators to falsely claim Khalif is transgender or even a biological man. Well, we heard Eric Hudvey do that.
I mean, literally, this is what they say. She is a woman from birth.
That is correct.
Let's just say that again. A woman from birth. So what's all the complaining about?
In fact, gender transitions are banned in Khalif's home country of Algeria. So if she hadn't been female at birth, she likely could not even have competed under their flag as a woman. Did you get that? You can't transition in Algeria. They don't have such a thing. But Trump,
oh yeah,
who has made keeping transgender women out of women's sports a routine talking point at his rallies, and posted a clip of the bout on Truthy Social with the words, "I will keep men out of women's sports," all caps, every letter, exclamation point, raged against Khalif's participation. Neither he nor the host appeared to know Khalif is a woman. Khalif's punch, Trump said, was like getting hit by a horse. He complained that men can do anything they want. They can go to locker rooms. And he promised right-wing hosts that if elected, he would undo President Joe Biden's new guidelines on Title IX, protecting gender identity from discrimination. His running mate, you know, the weirdo guy, allegedly the couch lover guy, J.D. Vance, took to social media app Twitter and said, "This is where Kamala Harris's ideas about gender lead to. A grown man pummeling a woman in a boxing match. This is disgusting. And all of our leaders should condemn it." Because they should all be watching the round of 16 women's Olympic boxing match and make that their number one priority in the world right now. Now, public polling, Dom, has broadly found support for transgender rights. However, on the issue of transgender athletes specifically, polls have found U.S. voters are much more skeptical, which has led Republicans to prominently feature the issue in attacks on LGBTQ rights. Meanwhile, Republican state attorney generals have been fighting in the courts to get the new Biden administration Title IX rules rolled back. Of course they have, man. They see that as their role, to fight against the federal government when a Democrat's in charge.
That's very, very important.
844-967-2789. Now, we've had this conversation about transitioning athletes participating. And this woman apparently is not transitioning, is a biological woman from birth. However, there was some unstipulated test and some IBA sanctioned fight that she did not qualify for. And some other athlete from Taiwan had a similar finding. But the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, has had no issues and stands with both of these athletes and say they qualify under their rules. And they're fighting against opponents of their very same weight. And I would say, sure, there may be
facts and logic and other people's business get in the way of your culture wars, man. And then have everyone jump on it and roll in it because that's what they do. I mean, give me a break. Look, she's a woman. Let me just throw this out. Intersex. I used to call them hermaphrodites, right? Intersex people born with sex characteristics like sexual anatomy, reproductive organs, hormonal patterns, chromosomal patterns that don't fit into typical binary notions of male or female bodies. Experts estimate that up to 1.7% of the population are born with intersex traits. So, and listen, man, you can see what you consider a traditional male or a traditional female with very feminine characteristics or many male characteristics, right? I mean, this happens. This is part of nature. So everyone needs to chill out and not worry about it. This is a woman competing in women's sports. There's a non-story here.
This is not even like the Olympic gold medal match. This is the fight to qualify beyond the round of 16 match. This is such a preliminary step. You know,
does
say
it matter?
I know. I mean, it's a ridiculous thing to be outraged about.
We got something to be outraged about. Let's get on this bandwagon. And true to course with these megas, they're just wrong.
844-967-2789. Another Charles on the road. Welcome, Charles. What do you got for us?
Hey, Charles.
So, hey, guys. Great topic. I think it's weird, though. I have not heard any outrage from the right about the volleyball player from the Netherlands that
the
traveled
rapist?
To another country, raped a 12-year-old girl, and yes.
Oh. And participates on the Olympic level on behalf of their country. Cannot even stay in the Olympic Village for fear that he might rape another athlete. They're all down
but
with
no
that.
Outrage from the right.
None. Haven't heard boo about it. Because he's heterosexual.
No. Right.
Hell, some of them would think if he impregnated the victim of his rape, the 12-year-old girl that he was convicted of raping and spent, 4 years in prison for? But had he impregnated her, there's a number of Republicans out there that would say she has no right to have an abortion.
God's will.
Right. And no, I think he only did a year in prison.
No, I'm not clear. I haven't followed the case that closely, Charles. I might be wrong about the time served.
Yeah, it was a year. And then he went home. He did a month, and then they released him and said he was good. He wasn't considered a pedophile.
Well, it's a different country's justice system, but ultimately it's an accused crime that would seem a lot worse than being born hermaphrodite or perhaps just biologically female. And having this sort of scrutiny, which really is not worthy of our conversation, barely, Dom, but is this the political topic of the day, according to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance?
Well, this is very, very important to them because they want to talk about anything other than, you know, what, the policies of the vice president and the Democrats or even the current news of the success of a prisoner swap 2 years in the making.
So Trump today is Thursday. Trump on Tuesday insulted Jews. Trump on Wednesday insulted blacks. And Trump on Thursday is making every effort to, insult transgenders.
Yeah, let's keep going down the list. ABC News, Dutch beach volleyball player Steven van de Velde served time in prison when he was convicted of raping a 12-year-old girl. He served 13 months in prison after his 2016 conviction for raping a 12-year-old girl in England.
I don't see any Eric Hudvey social media posts.
no ads about that. How about maybe Eric Hubdy should, you know, we should send this to him. Maybe he'll, you know, drop a new social media hit for us. So, you know, hear what he has to say about, you know, the rape of a 12-year-old girl.
No qualms. But you hear some woman in the round of 16 fought against some other woman we can accuse of being a transgender and then shape her story, even though it doesn't fit, the facts don't match, shape her to our social media wars, our gender wars, because quite frankly, if we get a fight about stuff that's important, Republicans are losing.
Right.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Well, hey, guys. Yeah, well, first, I didn't remember Kenosha burning to the ground, actually, you know, the comment made by the Hubdy's opponent out there from Sharon, Wisconsin, that I didn't realize Kenosha had burned to the ground. But maybe I'm wrong. But I mean, and for Donald Trump, you know, tightening up the bottle of the person, the interviewer for to drink, yeah. Anything, what a low-class move for this guy. I mean, and it's just a power play on Donald Trump's part. It's the kind of thing that Donald Trump would, I can imagine him doing.
I would feature that in a campaign ad. I mean, that's such a D-bag move. That is.
Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, take that cap off and pour the water all over his head. That's what should have happened. I mean, what a disgrace, not just for the presidency or a candidate, but a human being. What, I mean, who does something like that? What a weirdo.
It just is sad. I mean, that people aren't calling him out on that. And as far as I mean, the whole transgender thing, or, you know, women and men competing together, that for hell, I dated a woman that was an inch taller than me when I was 30 years old. And I weighed 150 pounds at the time, and she might have weighed a little, about the same as I did. She was an inch tall, and she was solid muscle, you know, like I was at the time, too. I mean, it is just, they're making an issue out of that. And the fact of the matter is, it sounds like she's actually a biological woman who just have, you know, who may or may not have a higher testosterone level, but that is not beyond the range of normal. I mean, there's men that have more estrogen in their system than...
Well, it's certainly, Mark, it's certainly not someone trying to beat the system. And even if this was someone born biologically male that had transitioned, if they meet the criterion and they're fighting in their weight class against an equally matched opponent, I got to tell you, I got zero qualms with this. No problems. And this to me just seems like another way to what? It's all about DEI, right? That's what they would say about the left, about Harris, about the Democrats.
Well, the other,
you got to check a box to qualify. 844-967-2789. Against my better judgment, our MAGA friend, CJ. CJ, are you ready to congratulate Joe Biden on the massive victory for the American people, the return of the prisoners from Russia?
Yeah, they gave him a terrorist back. Wonderful. And it cost them how many billions of dollars this time? So you guys,
I don't know. You tell me.
Do you have some source information or just the speculation of the Cheeto Messiah that you're going on, CJ?
Huh. Well, they paid $1 billion for the last five. So, yeah, you guys are okay with it as you twist yourselves up into these gender knots.
Really, yeah, it's not me putting out the statements. It was Trump and J.D. Vance.
Because you guys can't discuss Kamala's record or her platform because it's to end Title IX.
Here's part of Kamala's record as we read it at the Washington Post today. She helped negotiate, went to Munich, met with the German chancellor to help free American prisoners. Now, I haven't seen any reporting, credible or otherwise, of any financial incentive to make this deal. And CJ, I mostly heard your guy bemoaning the fact because he said he was the only one that could win the release of these hostages. Yet he got beat to the punch. And the question is, CJ, if he's so good, your guy, Trump, why didn't he get the former Marine Whalen out while he was the president? That was the question Joe Biden asked. Why didn't he do it when he was the president? You keep claiming how great he's gonna be. He already had the freaking job. We've seen his track record, CJ. He sucked at it. Some might say he crapped the bed.
Yeah, Republicans say that. 844-967-2789.
93.5 The Tap.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocate.
And welcome back to the Devil Advocate Radio Show. Happy Friday Eve to us all. Our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Your girl, Judge Jeannie Pirro, although she was like a civil judge like 20, 30 years ago, over on the Foxy News, well, she's putting some things on her social media, Dom. Her ask, talking about Kamala Harris, her past 3.5 years in the White House have been a joke. You have to look at this woman and say, you know, is she sober for the last 3.5 years? I mean, she just laughed her way through it. And I have never seen Jeannie Pirro sober. Not on the TV, not in person. I mean, she would fit right in at Derek Van Orden's office. She is a lush, allegedly, Dom.
But I mean,
you know how we talked about these Republicans as... L.A. Tom likes to say, if they're spewing it, they're doing it.
They're doing it, baby. Right.
Do you wonder if Jeannie Pirro has been sober at any point during the Biden administration?
I mean, I don't know why she would be.
844-967-2789. Although I don't remember your last sober administration.
I ran for student council in junior high. Chris from Rice Lake.
It was Reagan. First term Reagan, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Hey, you know, I'm actually kind of surprised that you guys are all upset about this Trump thing with this boxer lady. I mean, you know how much money has been given to him by these super PACs that are the anti-LGBT transgender groups? I mean, if it wasn't for all this crap, that blonde swimmer that lost to the transgender guy, she wouldn't have a job.
Riley Gaines?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's so much money that is handed over to Trump by these people. I mean, he's got
being snowflakes and being victims. Because really, in what way does some Algerian boxer or her biological male or femaleness affect the price of tea in China or anything else in our lives as Americans?
Yeah. So you guys are coming to Eau Claire next week?
I'll be there. Yes, I will be there.
Well, why not Dom?
Well, Dom's got a day job. He actually does double duty. I know we call him lazy, but he actually has a day job.
Yeah. I thought you had to save room in the truck for CJ.
Well, maybe in the trunk, but no, I would not make accommodations for CJ in my truck. You know, I'd meet him somewhere, but I wouldn't drive him there.
So are we gonna get together a little bit? Because
I'm thinking, you know, Chris, I'm down for the party, man. I'm gonna be all hyped up after seeing Kamala Harris and her new VP pick, and I don't know who it's gonna be. Do you have any preferences, by the way, before plans?
Who do you like to see? Who do you think is going to be Harris's VP?
I think it's going to be Mark Kelly.
Hmm. Well, I think he'd make a good choice. I have been leaning towards Shapiro, not because that's my preference, but just logically the fact they're rolling him out in Pennsylvania. I thought, you know, roll out the hometown boy, but could be any of the fine candidates. Tim Walz, I've liked him more, but Scott Ross convinced me Buttigieg was the right guy. Nothing Dom said was influential in that decision, but when Scott Ross said it, it really made sense, Chris.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind Buttigieg either, but that Shapiro, I think there's too many progressives that would really make a big stink about it because of the whole Gaza thing. So
yeah, let me ask you: are you going to make any effort to go see Kamala and her vice presidential pick in Eau Claire next Wednesday?
I can't. I have to work.
What time you done with work? You're obviously must be done now, or the boss ain't looking.
No, I probably won't be done until about 5 or 5:30.
Well, that'll work out well because I won't be ready to go to the bar till 6 next Wednesday, Chris. Oh, you got to drive down to Eau Claire, man. I'm not driving.
I'll be there. That's where I work, is in Eau Claire.
All right, man. Well, you pick the bar. You put it on the text line, and I'll buy you at least one beer.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Chris. I'll look forward to meeting you, man. I don't know if you know, but if invited to drink with you, I'll probably take you up on the offer.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
If the truth be known, we've even had beers with CJ.
We have, fairly recently.
I didn't drink. No, of course I did. Just not beer. 844-967-2789. I'm afraid to look back at the text line, Dom, because, you know, sometimes I read what's on the teleprompter and some can't mind their P's and Q's on the text line.
Can't do that, Ron Burgundy.
I am a little Ron Burgundy-ish, I must admit it. Here's a texter. My mom has started calling Donald Trump Don Old Rump. That one's pretty good. Here's one. I'm not sure if I think this is excellent or not, Lynn, but I'm going to share it. Have you seen the articles that are saying that Kamala in Sanskrit means lotus? Follow that with lotus for POTUS. And I'd like to follow that up with Trump means a-hole. In all languages.
It's universal.
It's a strong enough contribution, Len. You made the show today. Well done. And you got the last word over CJ. So, you know, that's good.
Everybody, thank
you all for listening. We got our friend Matt Rothschild joining us on Friday. We're going to talk about some constitutional amendments that you're going to want to vote no on here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Hell no.
And we'll air the grievances, right? That's how we do it on Friday. And Dom's even working, you know.
Oh, man. This Friday. Next Friday, this not Friday. So much.
Well, at least at this job. Don't tell people you work hard. It'll wreck your image.
I have a reputation to uphold over here.
Rich, always working hard on the board. Thank you for what you do, Rich. Thank you all for joining us. We'll do it again for you on the radio Friday. You damn well better listen. Just 3 hours.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I am back in the host chair with my head examined and Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.